and put my hand into his side, I will not believe. Now, a week later, his disciples were again inside, and Thomas was with them. Jesus came, although the doors were locked, and stood in their midst and said, "Peace be with you." Then he said to Thomas, "Put your finger here and see my hand, and bring your hand and put it into my side, and do not be unbelieving, but believe." Thomas answered and said to him, "My Lord and my God." Jesus said to him, "If you come to believe because you have seen, blessed are those who have not seen and believed." Now, Jesus did many other things, in the presence of his disciples, that are written in this book. But these are written that you may come to believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that through this belief you may have life in his name. Dear brothers and sisters, the Gospel of the Lord.
在1931年呢，在这个波兰一个修院里面，一位初学的修女，她呢健康就不是最好的，整天都有病，不过她的心呢是100%是给耶稣的。耶稣珍惜这份感情，都给他一个很特殊的使命，要求傅天兰修女呢能够将这份赐给耶稣的信息带去全世界。说真的，傅天兰修女呢她没有学识的，所以工作呢厨房啦、门口啦，系咁多。乜故此，当耶稣俾佢嗰种信息，有后来显现俾佢睇，俾佢一种好深嘅灵修经验。但系佢同会嘅修女，特别系佢掌上咧，当佢咧系精神有问题，你知啦。如果系咁样睇法呢，其他嘅修女对佢都唔方点样尊重到去边一度。修女呢，佢一个神师。如果神师信佢嘅话呢，一样系论尽。全世界的神父都指着他说，你都听这个人讲嘢。所以其实呢是一个非常弱者，所以他问耶稣，不如你不好啦，他求其先，你不要找我啦，找些有学识的，找些有神学基础的，去将信息带出去啦，因为没人信嘛，没人信，有一个都不信。但耶稣其中一个信息呢，就告诉他们，因此所做的事呢，你不要再说你人的力量了，在人做不到的地方，天主帮得到。而事实就摆在眼前， 快到好似潮喺春天，喺2000年教宗约望保禄二世排除万难，将呢个慈悲耶稣庆礼咧放咗喺呢个复活节第二主日里边。但你可以看到都不是受到很高的层次的接待，是一个括号。不过耶稣不紧要，不问一样东西，究竟慈悲耶稣是不是一个热心敬礼呢？如果你这样想呢，相信要校正多少。耶稣这么刻意去将这个心用这个白光红光再次显现人间，那些希望我们每个人每个屋都有一份。我出面都有，如果你希望你们收到有一张放在心底里面，其实都不需要解释很多。今天的世界呢已经是无神主义了，不要说同性婚姻合法化、堕胎没问题之余呢，整个社会的环境呢是无神的架构，人已经关了个门了。而耶稣他见到这件事是心伤，耶稣愿意我们享受他这一份来自天已经给了我们一份生命，天主的生命。如果我们白白这样为了有形可见的事物而放弃了无形可见的真理，这个逆道而行是伤透耶稣的心。敬礼慈悲耶稣一点就是让我们每天大清早起来的时候感谢感恩，我们所有的我所能够做的无非都是要见证父对人的爱。但是今天是死亡的文化，所以在今天要见证慈悲耶稣，都好像当日父天拿修女一样，受尽人间的白眼。很多自命有神学基础的，绝大部分他们不苟同教宗约望保禄二世这个定，今天是慈悲主人。他们认为复活节已经够大，已经够超级，不需要加个附加的庆典。不过教宗知道他的使命是要将耶稣的使命带来这个世界，话俾人知，天主仍然都系咁爱紧我哋，唔好失望。
Just I want to share with you a few passages of the first one of the first diary of Francisca Faustina. As you know, God works through the weakest people, so that whatever we have done, not our merit, it's Jesus himself. And that's what Sister Faustina can witness. I think in heaven today, she's very happy. At least, the whole world venerate Jesus of divine mercy. But imagine, the first time was 1933, and the first time the picture of divine mercy celebrated in the church is 2 years later, 1935, the first time. And to this year, 2009, imagine God works, not that our human efforts. So trust in this. Now I read a few passages of her diary. God made known to me that what true love consists in, and gave light to me about how, in practice, to give proof of it to him. True love of God consists in carrying out God's will, to show God our love in what we do. All our actions, even the least, must spring from our love of God. And the Lord said to me, "My child, you please me most by suffering. In your physical as well as your mental sufferings, my daughter, do not seek sympathy from creatures. I want the fragrance of your suffering to be pure and unadulterated. I want you to detach yourself not only from creatures, but also from yourself. My daughter, I want to delight in the love of your heart, a pure heart, virginal, unblemished, untarnished. The more you will come to love suffering, my daughter, the purer your love for me will be." Usually we try to escape from suffering. But no, the teaching of Jesus says yes with joy. Jesus commands me to celebrate the feast of God's mercy on the first Sunday after Easter. This I did through interior recollection and exterior mortification, wearing the veil for 3 hours and praying continuously for sinners and for mercy on the whole world. And Jesus said to me, "My eyes rest with pleasure upon this house today." So she was the first one to celebrate. Today, Mary tells us she is happy that we are celebrating. Well, Jesus said he's happy that we are celebrating upon this house, grace upon this house. Then sure, all the graces come to you, Jesus promised, on this hour. I feel certain that my mission will not come to an end upon my death, but will begin. It's true. She dies. Now she lives. O doubting souls, I will draw aside for you the veils of heaven to convince you of God's goodness, so that you will no longer continue to wound with your distress and sweetest heart of Jesus. God is love and mercy. So the last phrase I say, once the Lord said to me, "My heart was moved by the great mercy towards you, my dearest child. When I saw you torn to shreds because of the great pain you suffered in repenting for your sins, I see your love, so pure and true, that I give you first place among the virgins. You are the honor and glory of my passion. I see every abasement of your soul, and nothing escaped my attention." So Jesus watch over us. Whatever we suffer, Jesus knows. I lift up the humble even to my very throne because I want it so. So that's we are all try to say yes with Sister Faustina. Yes to our Lord. He loves because he suffered. We too, we do the same with him. We share his love for one another.